Welcome to the podcast, Restore Yourself, Restore Your Marriage, where it's all about discovering the thoughts that get you in the mode, the thoughts that get you out of the mode, and how creating a deeper connection with yourself creates a deeper connection with your spouse. I'm your coach, Shelley Anderson, coaching you through life, love, and intimacy. This is episode number 190, Spicing Up Your Boring Sex Salad. What? Oh, yes. Let's dive in to this concept. So the other day, I was eating a salad. Thank you, Cafe Zupas. I love their salads. And I just happened to have a lot of things on my mind. I was working on a project for my business, and I was really thinking about sex and intimacy and all the ins and outs, all the good things. And I remember looking down into my bowl, and all of a sudden, the cucumbers caught my attention. And I started thinking about these cucumbers, and I was like, huh, how interesting that cucumbers are in this salad, and I just love this salad. But normally, I find cucumbers boring. Like, it's not something I keep stocked in our fridge for myself on the regular. I don't usually say, hey, I'm in the mood for some cucumbers. It's not something that I'm usually wanting to have all by itself, right? But as I was looking down into this bowl and I was seeing that cucumbers were just one of many ingredients into the salad, I had a moment of awareness and insight about myself. And that was this. I really, really enjoy cucumbers in a salad. I really enjoy cucumbers in the mix of other things. I love that it has a different texture than the other ingredients. I love that there's a crunch. I love that there's a coldness to it, a juiciness to it. And I love that I can really, really enjoy cucumbers in the mix of other things. And in fact, I like those cucumbers in that salad so much that I actually crave that salad so I can enjoy the cucumbers in the mix. And when I crave that salad more, I want it more. And when I'm able to have that salad, I enjoy it more. It's very, very satisfying. Now, it's interesting because along with the eating of salads, or sometimes when we talk about salads, we will often make an association with the word diet, right? And sometimes we don't like this word diet because we will have some negative associations with it. Like, oh, that's restrictive. I can only eat a little bit and I can only eat these certain foods and I'm going to miss out on all the good foods that are available for me to enjoy. And so we may look at this word diet with really negative significance and meanings, and we may connect it to a salad. And so we can make a salad mean all kinds of other things, right? That maybe we don't need to make just a salad mean all kinds of negative things. The first time I ever heard the word diet used in a context that was not related to food was when I had to take my youngest kids, or two of my kids, to therapy. They had a lot of sensory issues, a lot of issues understanding where their body is in space and balance issues, all kinds of things. And so we started some therapy to help with that. And they introduced a concept called a sensory diet. And I was like, what is this? And it was about putting certain aspects in to their schedule, positive things that would really address some of the things that were going on, some of the challenges that they were facing, but to put those things into their life, into their schedule on a regular basis to promote well-being, to promote new development, new skills, a new way of living, to address some of these really fundamental needs. And that was like one time I was like, oh, I really like this word diet now, because there's something special there. It is serving a purpose that I really like and I appreciate, and I can get behind that. So that was the first time I really had a different experience with the word diet. Now, what does this have to do with marriage, relationships, and intimacy? Well, when I start working with clients and we address the topic of intimacy, it's interesting that this type of thought comes up quite a bit. And that goes like this, especially for the wives. Sex is boring. Straight out, it's boring. It's not fun. What is so fun about sex? What is the big deal? It is boring. And so when we have this thought that sex is boring, we don't get to create the desire for it, right? We don't create and generate being in the mood, because the thought sex is boring has already stopped that process from taking place. So we can't generate the actual feeling in our body of being turned on. So if we are saying in our mind, sex is boring, then we are not creating a desire for it. And if we just happen to have it anyways, because we're like, oh, I want to be a good wife, or, oh, you know, I want my husband to be happy, or, you know, I probably should do it. And I feel obligated to do it, or, you know, my husband has been a few days and he feels backed up. If we do it for any of those reasons and we don't like those reasons, then the sex is going to be boring for us, because we don't like those reasons. Those reasons are boring to us. And so if we don't enjoy the sex, if we don't feel turned on, if our body doesn't get aroused and we're just going through the motions and we're kind of checked out, we're not experiencing pleasure. So it's not fun. It is boring. Why would we want to come back for more of that, right? Now, on the opposite side, our husband has positive thoughts about sex. He finds it fun. He usually finds it exciting and he enjoys it when he's having it. And that part of the brain gets stimulated. And there is a high desire to come back for more of that, because that was fun for him. So now we have a husband and a wife who are on opposite sides of the intimacy spectrum. And so what do we do? What do we do about this? We can spice things up. And the way that we do that is there's no like prescribed thing, like, oh, if you add this and this and this element for every relationship, you know, in these very specific ways, it's all going to work out. No, we got to come up with a recipe, a unique recipe that we enjoy, that we find exciting, that we want to experience. And the cool thing is that there's no limit on that. Like, there's no law that tells us how to do that. So we get to use our own brain, our own creativity to say, what ingredients do I want? And then we can put those ingredients in. How awesome is that? We can change up the ingredients. We can change it up every time. We can try some ingredients and say, you know what? That one was okay. Or maybe if I put this ingredient with this other ingredient, maybe that would be a better combination. And if we don't like some ingredients, we could take them out and put new ones in, right? This is exciting. This means we have lots of options available to us. Lots of options, lots of different combinations, probably endless, actually, if we think about it. And this is really good news. This is fabulous news for us. So we need to spice things up. We need to put some excitement into our sex salad and use ingredients that we like, that we want to experience. And maybe how we need to think about it is like, hey, just sex alone, this is going to be especially true for the women, the wives, just sex alone without other ingredients could be boring. But if we're able to add other ingredients to sex, hey, we might really enjoy it. We might want it more. We might crave it. And then when we are actually experiencing, we're like, yes, this is very satisfying. So we're going to have to take just a little bit of time to figure out, like, what are those ingredients? What could we put in? What can we put into the mix that's exciting, enjoyable, and fun? I think sometimes we forget about this word, fun. But even our intimate experience with our spouse can be fun. And hey, if it's fun and we enjoy it, we're probably going to want to have more of it. So that's a good thing. So instead of thinking about, you know, diets and even sex in the form of like, oh, I only want to have it like once every month and I don't really want anything involved in it. Like, let's broaden our perspective a little bit. Let's challenge our thinking and say, actually, maybe I just need to put something good in instead of just thinking about restrictions and the limitations, right? Let's put some good in, the things we like, the things that we enjoy. Part of thinking about an intimacy diet is being able to think, you know, what does my relationship need? What would be special? What are my goals with intimacy, right? What would nourish me as a woman and what would nourish the relationship I have with my spouse? What would nourish that? I could put those ingredients in. Nobody's stopping me, right? Nobody is stopping us from putting awesome ingredients in. So let's think about this concept of creating a special, fun, exciting intimacy diet. So how do we do that? I want us to think about three ingredients, right? I'm going to give you like a framework of these three ingredients, and then you get to put the specifics in so that you have your own unique recipe for this fun, sexy salad, okay? The first ingredient is going to be, I want you to have a new thought. Ingredient number one is one new thought. And I want you to fill in the blank to this. I want to add blank to my intimate experience. This could be anything, right? Think back. Allow your brain to think back and kind of go, what is it that I've been craving? What is it that I've been longing for? What is it that I really want to experience with intimacy? And start thinking that. I want to add this thing to my intimate experience. You've now already put one key ingredient into the mix, and that is a new thought about sex that's positive. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay, ingredient number two. I want you to add one thing that will bring fun to the intimate experience, right? I bet what you just answered for ingredient number one was not the word fun, right? It was probably like romantic or something that's super connected, or I want to feel more emotionally close to my spouse. You may have all kinds of answers for that, but ingredient number two, I want you to add an element of fun. What does that look like for you, right? For me, I grew up as a dancer. I like certain music that has certain vibes and feels, and being able to add that element is super fun for me. Not everybody. Not everyone was a dancer or wants to incorporate those kinds of beats. But I do. That's fun for me. So being able to think about what's fun for you, what would you want to add to make the experience fun? Your brain's going to like that. The third ingredient is I want you to add one element that involves your senses, right? We've got senses. What we look at, right? Our sight, what we hear, what we feel, what we smell, what we taste. I want you to pick one of those. It doesn't even matter which one, but if pick the one that you would want to pay attention to, one of the sensories, and figure out how you're going to get that sensory part of your body more involved in the intimate experience, right? Maybe it's silky sheets, right? Your body can feel the coolness of the silk during the experience, or maybe it's a scented candle because you like the candlelight visually. It softens the room. It adds a glow. You look amazing in candlelight, and so does your spouse, right? Or for me, I love scents, you know, I can't even remember, olfactory. Is that the one for the smell? I'm big with that sense. So I love things that smell good. So scented candles are a big one for me. So figure out one thing, one ingredient that will involve your senses. And then during the intimate experience, I want you to clue in on that. Pay attention to your senses. Invite your senses to join the party, to show up and say, hey, are you experiencing this? I set this up for you. All right, back. Are you feeling that silk? I brought this silk for you, right? We're going to invite our senses to participate and to experience things in the way that they were meant to. They're able to do their job when we invite the senses and set them up for success. So those are the three ingredients I want you to really try to incorporate as you think about an intimacy diet and spicing up perhaps what has been a boring sex salad. So as we get to the end of this episode, I want you to really think about a few things. One, we need to do something different if we want things to be different. If you really consider sex to be boring, you're going to have to do something different for it to not continue to be boring, right? So we need to do something fun. We need to do something exciting. We need to do something that we like and add it to the mix, right? We've got to do something different. And then the other thing I want you to really consider is to put positive in. We cannot just sit on the sidelines and do nothing and hope that things are going to get better, that they will become positive. We actually have to put the positive in. That's why I'm giving you these ideas of these three ingredients, to put the positive in. And as we do these things, we are going to feel more alive about our intimate experience. We're going to feel more empowered to make a difference in it. Instead of feeling like, oh, I have no say in this, we're going to feel empowered. And as a result, we're also going to feel like more confident. And we may not realize that those are pretty cool things to feel that will also like add to the experience. As we think about adding these three fun and sexy ingredients, we will already start to feel better. We will set up ourselves for success for a fun, exciting night of intimacy. That means we're putting in the effort, we're putting in the work. So we're going to feel good about our own efforts. We're putting a lot of good in, we're having a lot of positive emotions. And so when we show up that night or whenever it is to be intimate, we have already done a lot of the work. We're already coming to the table with positive thoughts and positive emotions. That is going to feel amazing. It's going to feel different when we start to have intimate experiences, when we have those feelings already vibrating in our body when we show up. That is a different experience, and that is a fun experience. And then not only will you feel more confident about yourself when it comes to creating the intimate experience that you want, you will start to feel confident about sex, about your abilities, about what that looks like, about how you show up, how your spouse is showing up. It is just a beautiful, cyclical, you know, experience to have between you and your spouse. It's awesome. So this week, I want to challenge you to really focus on those three ingredients. Put them in. Put them in this week. Put the positive in. Make sure you do something different this week, right? Do something different. Add those fun ingredients to the mix. And if you didn't know, on my website, on the homepage, there's this thing that's called the free discovery session. This is your opportunity to get on a Zoom meeting with me with no charge, no strings attached, and to just share with me some of the things that you might be struggling with and to see if coaching is even a good fit for you and what that might look like, and to see how your thoughts can really either block your desire for intimacy or how they can unlock that. And that is the power of coaching. And I would love to get on a discovery session with you and talk through some of those things. So get on my website, shelly.andersoncoaching.com, and click on the free discovery session so we can dive into these amazing concepts. It's awesome. I did 3 discovery sessions this morning and they were just phenomenal and amazing. So get those 3 ingredients in this week. Sign up for a free discovery session, because remember, the more you restore this type of intimacy with yourself, the more you restore it with your spouse. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope you will join me again next week.